Hey, yeah, you know you're quite early. I can't believe you. You know when we set up something for 4 o'clock, you don't need to be here by. Oh fuck, what time is it? 4:05? Shit. Oh well. Well, usually something when you come for an hour, it's more polite since it gives us a little bit of time to prepare. No, you don't need to leave. Damage is done. Well, I'm sorry. Look, this is not your fault. I didn't get much sleep last night, so just come in. Yeah. He's getting ready. He can't pick the right clothes, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. He'll just wear the same shorts anyway. Not sure why he bothers. Listen, you want anything to drink? The cooler is already in the car, but we have some soda here. The others? Well, I don't know. Traffic's perhaps? But I didn't mean that before, you know. I appreciate the punctuality. It's just been a long morning for me, you know. I've been really excited for this trip, and your friend is just. No, it's fine. Typical relationship stuff. I don't want to bore you. It's not so fine. Yeah? Marshmallows. I got a pack of them yesterday. Not as good, but they were on sale, so I'm sure we won't run out of it. By the fire, like last time? Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, yeah. It's just like last time. Well, I'm glad you remember all of that. It was so long ago. Help moving things? Thanks, but it's fine. I got it all here this morning. Oh, your friend. Yeah, it must be a hard pair of shorts to find, I guess. He still hasn't picked one. Wait, listen. I can't do this. I'm sick of this shit. Come with me. Yeah, in his room. Oh gosh, there he is. There's your friend. How many he's had? God only knows. Yeah, he's been passed out since lunch. It started with just one. We fought about it because I know it's not just one beer. We already had a long fight about it yesterday, too. I didn't have the energy to deal with it today, so I just told him I needed to be ready by 4. Went on a shower and just found him like this. Yeah, he's just sleeping. I woke him up twice to make sure. He called me a cunt. Just rolled over again. I brought over a blanket, turn on the AC, and just. Now I check every once in a while to see if he's breathing. It's fine. He's sick. I told him so many times to get help. He always says he will go to rehab or AA. Anything he says just kind of lost meaning, you know? Yeah, it's fucked. It's been fucked for a while, since after the wedding. It was a different life then. He was different. You've been gone a long time, you know. I know life happens and all. It just hits people differently. Yeah, I tried that. Psychiatrist, therapist, everything. He's never on board. When he doesn't insult me in my face, he just lies to me. It's usually the same bullshit, how he made an appointment at an AA or whatever. Yeah, it's always a lie, no matter what. He comes back like this. Who would I tell? Oh my god. His family thinks it's funny and he just parties a little too hard. My mother would rather die than see me divorced. If I told my dad the shit he says, he'd kill him. And you know, he left. There wasn't a trigger. I don't think. Just every day he drank a little more, pushed a boundary or two. No, not like that. He hasn't hit me or touched me like that. That would mean acknowledging I'm there. I guess he just wants to pretend he's not married. He's always like this. I just didn't want to see it. Part of me thought he'd grew out of it. I know he used to be fine with it, how distant he was. He used to work so much, we were hoping for kids, so money was important. I guess he forgot about that too. Yeah, he was fired 8 months ago. I got back into that shipping company I told you about. Pays well at least. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be dumping this shit onto you. I understand if you want to leave. Trip's ruined anyway. Only to make up some bullshit excuse about a flat tire in the group chat. You want to stay? Why? Help me? You don't have to. Wait, seriously, I got this. You don't need to do it. God, you're stubborn. No, I appreciate it, thanks. Okay, you can maybe just help me with that stain over there. Yeah. Thanks. Look, you didn't have to do that. And I'm sorry again for the trip. I have some leftovers in the fridge. Made some canned... Yeah, those. Those types. Just so you don't waste your gas for nothing. Yeah, maybe we can go out and have some fresh air. Yeah. Just sit in that lawn chair. The wind's quite breezy. It's cold. You've been gone a long time, haven't you? No. No one noticed. I never called anyone either. He said he'd leave me if I did. God, not even my mother knows he's like this. I just got used to dealing with it alone. I know I shouldn't have. What I'm trying to say is that I'm glad you got here first. His brother? I did at one point, talked about an intervention and everything. He laughed in my face and said that's just how they were. He called me a prude. Yeah, I tried, man. I really did. Every avenue you could think and something else. It's just how he is. He doesn't want help. And why should he ask for it anyway? I clean his clothes, pay his bills, make him food. Me? Leave? You're asking me to leave him. Why? Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. I care about too, you know. But no, I thought of that too. I wouldn't make him think. I'd let him loose. Right now, I'm the only one that dumps his bottles in the sink if he's had 10 of them today without me. Besides, say I left. I'm divorced, alone. Parents are going to be in the back of my ass about finding someone. Job's still going to be a bitch. I don't know. I just don't want to trade one hell for another. Well, easy for you to say. I don't think I ever saw you without your girlfriend before today. What? Is she sick or something today? Single. What happened to... He cheated on you? Shit. That sucks. I'm sorry, man. But I always hated her, you know that, right? Yeah, when I saw the plus one on your wedding invitation, she was just rude. Couldn't have a conversation with her without her putting someone down. Always late when the girls hung out. Must have driven you mad. I never knew how she ended up with a guy like you, though. A guy that's eating cold pancakes in the middle of this empty porch with a miserable woman. A guy that 5 minutes ago helped me clean fresh vomit off the carpet. You're kind. You're attentive. You're fun to be around. And you're there when it counts. Well, what I'm trying to say is that you've got everything ahead of you. Love, your career. Life is just waiting for you. No, just forget it. You've done so much for me. Listen, I can't dump more of my shit and my problems on you, okay? I know we're friends. It's just, you know how I feel about his friends. You're the only one I could get along with. Shit, you're the only one I really care about. If I dump all of this shit on you, what's to say it doesn't hurt that too? I just don't want you to think less of me, is all. You won't? Okay, fine. Whatever. When I said I forgot, and he forgot us about having kids and everything, I meant the whole thing. He doesn't fuck me, is what I'm saying. It's not that he doesn't have the drive for it. What do I mean? He cheats on me. I caught him twice with hickeys on his neck. First, he said he got into a fight. Fine, it's not impossible. The second time, he didn't even bother. Oh yeah, we had a fight. Like I said, the whole thing just doesn't matter to him. At first, I was furious, had my lawyer ready and everything. At some point, it stopped mattering to me too. I keep him fed or whatever, clean his room. We used to fight so much, the silence is just kind of a blessing now. We haven't really talked like we're talking right now for months. I just don't get it, how she cheated on you. You don't know this, but we almost didn't invite you to our first camping trip. No, we wanted you there. I wanted you there. But we both didn't want her. Remember after we finished our drinks, when we all went to sleep? Yeah, I heard you two in your tents. It's fine, it was ages ago. No, I wasn't uncomfortable at all. You kept quiet, she was trying so hard not to moan. Couldn't even do that right. It was loud, okay, don't give me that. The whole fucking tent was shaking. It's fine. At least one of us was having fun. I'm saying, if someone made me feel like that, I wouldn't ever look anywhere else. Oh my god. I'm sorry. No. I shouldn't have said. No, it was out of line. It's fine? You're serious. Look, everyone else is already distant. I just couldn't afford making it worse with you. You're all I got, man. Wait, listen to me. You'll be fine. Plenty of other women out there. So what? She's actually stupid, okay? You treat her like a princess and she does that shit? You shouldn't be sad. You should be outraged. Yeah? Because you don't cheat, no matter what. You just stay loyal. Because it's the best thing that's gonna happen to you. I've been cleaning vomit off walls for years, and even then I don't cheat, no matter what. No matter how much I want to. Yeah, I want to. It's fucked. I know. Like I said, I never wanted you to think less of me. I just feel like my life is passing me by. And divorce is going to kill him, no matter what I do. It's already fucked. You only get so many days on the earth before a bus hits you or something. I want one of those to be good at least. I want to feel loved again. Is that allowed? Loved, man. Loved like you loved her in that tent. You shouldn't have left. The day at the airport, it was the worst days of my life. Yeah, because I needed you, like this, here for me. Like you've always been. I needed you. I need you. If you do this, there's no turning back. I need to know you want this. If you want to stop, we can't stop. This is fucked. You'd have to be as fucked as I kept trying to hear you that night, you know. I wanted your voice, even just a little. A moan or a whimper. I didn't want to finish listening to her. I'm fucking tripping, please. Right here. I don't want to get inside. Him listening? No. Our room is far enough. He thinks, I don't know, he does the exact same thing. It's about fucking time I did something for me, don't you think? Undress me. I love it when you kiss my neck like that. Where are you? What are you doing? You're kissing me everywhere. But there. Oh my god. You're such a fucking tease. Kissing my thigh like that. Fuck. Is this what you did to her that night? To make her that fucking desperate? Please, I need you. I need you to eat me up, please. Please. Is this what you want to hear? I need your mouth and my pussy. Ah. Fuck. It's been so long. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so fucking glad. Oh, you have no idea how much I've dreamt of this fucking fingers. Just like that. Keep going. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. So perfect. It had to be you. Why wasn't it you? I wish I came home to you. I'd do this every fucking day. Let me feel you down there. Oh my god. No, it's nothing. It's just, your cock is so much bigger than his. I know it's fucked up to say that. I've tried not to be fucked up all my life. Where did that get me? My piece of shit husband doesn't even give a fuck about me. Goes around sleeping with every whore he finds. And now when I found you, when I heard you fucking her that night, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get inside your tent and claim this for myself. You like that, don't you? I know you do. You're as fucked up as me. I should have pushed that bitch away from this cock so long ago. Should have rode you all night while she fucking watched. In fact, you've made me beg. Only fair I do the same to you now. I want to hear you ask for it. Nothing happens until you beg for my lips around your cock. Fuck, I can feel you throbbing. Even through your underwear. Beg for me, baby. Beg for my mouth and your fucking dick. Let me know you want this as much as I do. That's what I like to hear. It's perfect. You're perfect, you know that. Sitting down there, watching the sunset. You taste even better than I ever dreamt of. I touched myself so many times thinking of you. Thinking of what it'd be like. At some point, I was doing it so much, I figured there was no way reality would be as good. I was fucking wrong. Mm. up. After I came that night, he wanted to fuck me. I guess he thought I was looking for him. I let him climb on top of me. But I couldn't stop thinking about you that day. I closed my eyes and thought of you. Yes, the whole time. That day, right as I finished, I took all of it, not to scream your fucking name. I wanted to say it so fucking badly. He'd have left me, but I'd be free for you. Well, I guess I wasn't that brave, huh? I should have been. Am I brave for you now? Am I a good girl for you? I miss you so fucking much. I was so afraid you'd marry that bitch that I have to shake her hand knowing that he touched this beautiful fucking cock. That you'd pump your cum deep inside her instead of me. Oh, if I could turn back time, would you let me suck your cock that night? Would you let me swallow your cum? You're fucking loving this, aren't you? I used to be such a good wife. Cleaned his clothes. Make him meatloaf just the way he loved with extra cheese. Where did that get me, huh? I worked my ass off for cash he spends on beer. Just for him to cheat on me night after night. No, fuck that. I'm fucked up. You're fucked up. I'm gonna be your whore. Yeah. And you visit us, I want you to drag me to the bathroom and just fucking break me. When we're watching a movie together, I want your fingers inside me the whole fucking time. Can you do that, baby? Can I be your whore? Thank you, baby. Thank you so much. I'm all yours. Please use my holes, baby. Fuck. Shit. He's calling. Wait. He's calling through my phone. Hey, honey. Yeah, I just stopped by the grocery store. Went up to pick some stuff for dinner. You're awake already? Crazy, you know that. Yeah, no, I'm here. Yeah, I understand. Just rest, baby. I can imagine how tired you are. Listen, I don't know. I needed... Fuck. I didn't know I needed your permission to leave the house. Will I pay the mortgage? No, honey, I call it off. Yeah, because you were fucking passed out. Don't fucking stop. Yeah, look, whatever. Go back to sleep. I'm fine. I'm close to home. I'm very close, okay? I'm very close. Yeah, just threw my fucking phone in the grass. I don't care anymore. Let him hear. Fuck. Fuck him. Yeah, keep eating my pussy. Eat my pussy. I'm there. Fucking make me come. You know, I really like this. I need you, okay? I need you fucking beside me right now. Let me lay on the table right there. Promise me you won't leave again. Promise you won't leave me alone. I'm sorry I didn't see it sooner. I'm a fucking idiot for not seeing it sooner. It was always you. It should have been you. It's what I want, this life with you. I want to smell you when I wake up in bed. I want to hug you when I get cold or stressed for work. I want to sit next to you like I did today, every day. I want to hear about your day at dinner, cuddle with you at the holidays. Do you want that? Me and you, just us. Is this what you want? Yeah? I fucking love you. Oh my god. Oh, you're so fucking deep inside me. Just stay there for a bit. Let me feel you. Let me remember this. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me, please. I love you. I love you so much. Please take me with you. I want you to fuck me like this every day from now on, okay? Kiss me like you did every fucking day, please. Mark my neck. Mark me fucking yours. I want him to see it. I want him to see how much I love you. I want you to come inside. Come inside me, okay? I'm on the pill. I want you to dump that fucking perfect glow deep inside me, so that when you go back home, I'll still think of you. So that when I'm by his side, I'll have a good reminder. Can you do that for me, baby? Can you finish inside me? Oh. I haven't had cum inside me for so fucking long. I'm glad it's you. I'm glad it's you. I'm so glad it's you. It has to be you, okay? Do it, please. I want to be yours. Make me yours. Oh my God, I came so much, so hard. Thank you. Thank you so fucking much. Let me just fix my hair. We should head back inside. I'm so lightheaded. Yeah. This divorce is gonna be a mess. I still got my lawyer in my contacts. Well, yeah, obviously what we did is... There's no going back. There's no going back, baby. Oh shit, 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 I can hear him. He's coming. Yeah, just go around the back, okay? Yeah, to your car. I'll be there in 1 second. Just pretend you got here now. Just one last. Okay, just go.